Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional-grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
This is your moment, your time to shine, your comeback. You're ready for the next step in your career, and you want an education employers respect. So you're not just going back to school. You're coming back with Purdue Global. Backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected public universities, Purdue Global is built for people who bring their life experience into the online classroom. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
What's up? It's Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Jasmine Brand.
I'm Laura Mora.
And I'm Masego.
Masego is here on tour right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Thank you for making time for us.
Appreciate y'all.
And you. Yes. And Gigi, tell them how you got here today.
Oh my God, y'all. I had to fly from Atlanta to Trenton. Did y'all even know Trenton had an airport?
I didn't know that.
The only airline that goes there is Frontier. So I was in the big front seat in Frontier.
Okay, laid out.
Period. No, I wasn't. I was still tired. And then I took an Amtrak train. I waited an hour in the train station for my train. And I took an Amtrak train from Trenton, New Jersey to New York City and then Ubered from the train station to here.
Okay.
And guess what? Mm. Usually I stay, right? But the flights are so crazy. I don't know what's going on with these flights, but flights are so crazy right now that it made better sense for me to fly back out tonight. So
I'm here to do this interview.
I'm here for like 4 hours and then back to Atlanta I go.
That's why he brought us flowers.
Yeah, he brought us flowers. Yeah. Courtesy of Gigi.
Come on.
We got flowers, y'all.
Traveler.
Look, mm-hmm. You know what? I want to ask you this, Masego. So buying flowers for women sometimes, right? I've seen women get mad because they think a man buys them flowers because he messed up. But men should just, we've seen that happen before. Okay.
So, yeah, when you mess up, but a woman like me, I love flowers.
Yeah.
I buy myself flowers. I keep flowers in my house.
So nice.
Like, I buy flowers, like, weekly, bi-weekly. If I know I'm going to be home for a few days and I'll be able to actually enjoy them, I have flowers all around my house all the time. And I love when men send me flowers or buy me flowers. Like, I've had flowers on first dates multiple times, and I think that's a good, like, you know.
It's a nice gesture.
I like a plant.
Okay.
Plants I like too. A small little plant because you can keep it longer.
Mm-hmm. What do we give guys like on a, pussy. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, first date.
Yeah, on a first date, Gigi.
Sorry.
Like, hasn't a girl ever given you a present like on a first date or early on?
A present?
Yeah, like a, you know, like flowers are a great gesture, but like what do we give a guy?
Nah. Nothing. I haven't been on a first date in a long time. You know what I'm saying? Like what y'all are saying sounds like a dinner. We dressing up. Like. Mm-hmm. I haven't done that forever. But like the flowers thing, like that's a cool move, I think.
So no one's ever been like the first time you go out? Because I just felt like that's not fair. We don't.
Giving me a gift?
Yeah,
on
like
the
something,
first date,
you know?
I don't think I've ever given a man a gift.
Because men give women flowers.
So 1930s?
We don't do anything?
We don't.
I haven't given him a gift on the first date, but like if there's something we spoke about like on
a book,
first date that, nice. You know, and we have a second date, like I've.
A small gesture.
Like a small gesture of. You know, something that they said made me think of something. Yeah. Or if I saw something that has to do with something they spoke about. Oh, this is cute. Let me grab this real quick.
Yeah. That's nice. Not on a first date
But not the first date. No. I am the present.
Because sometimes
my presence is
like,
present.
Let's just say, because there's a lot of people that are meeting like online or online dating. And so they might know each other a little bit before they actually go.
Mm-hmm. That's different
that's
than
different.
On a date.
If you've been talking on the phone for a little bit. Or, you know.
Have you guys ever online dated?
My friend said, let me not say what she's going to do, because she's going to do it. But I tried it. I download apps, like two or three apps. The second, third day, I erased it because I just couldn't. Mm. Everything was swipe, 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 yeah. swipe, swipe, swipe. I can't with guys doing selfies of themselves. And they always post selfies of themselves or like
with money.
Pictures with no shirt on or
in
like
the,
money.
In the gym.
It's
just be a little too much. But my friend said I definitely should try it.
Okay.
Again.
Oof.
Go back out there. Well, Masego, why haven't you been on a first date in a long time? You in a relationship?
I've been getting money.
Period. Like,
that's all I've been trying to do.
That's been getting to the bag.
Because I think relationships are expensive, like really functional ones for people like me. People see me and it's like the R&B guy, then you're thinking trips and balconies and
not balconies.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like before I do all that and the assumptions and expectations, let me get my net worth a little higher.
Listen, no judgment, but you have these sold out shows. You know, Grammy nominated.
Mm-hmm. Say the accolades.
It feel like you can do the balconies.
Balconies.
Not yet.
Have you been on any dates? You haven't been on any dates?
I feel like you miss your ex or something.
Oh.
Are you trying you to miss your
ex? My ex recently got pregnant.
Not missing her.
I'm still dealing with that. I'm like,
no, he does miss her.
How do I feel
That's
about
the problem.
This?
How long have y'all been broken up?
Like 4 years?
Okay.
She just got pregnant. You still think?
Okay.
Well, you know what though?
I'm a sensitive guy.
You was trying to leave that door open and you just waited a little too long.
I look back at the text. They're like, what's the last thing we talked about? Okay. Let me just see where it's at.
How did you find out?
A friend of mine called me. Was like, you see this? And I was like, no, I didn't see this.
It was on Instagram?
Ooh, child.
Of course it was.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Did you hit her and say congratulations or you ignored it?
Nah.
She gonna see this interview.
That's all good.
Yeah. No,
well, why did you guys break up?
I feel like my emotional intelligence wasn't high at the time.
Oh, okay. It was your fault.
Yeah, it was totally my fault. She was real, like, she had all the things. Mm. I just felt like I was too, like, just...
You wasn't ready.
You know what I mean? Just nigga time. Just the
so
life.
Do you feel like she's the one that got away?
Nah. Because yeah. I'd be with her if she... You know what I'm saying? Like, I feel that. But at the same time, just like my ego... It's just, it feels away. It's like, should
you
I
feel down in the dumps?
I like this. Yeah, plug my music. I'm down in the dumps. Suck MC. I feel away about things for no reason.
Okay, no, I think that's fair though.
Because
sometimes you see your ex and you could be over it and then you see something, you're like, oh, word? Like, that's what
you
do. You
just gotta check it, be like, am I over it now that you have this situation? Like, I did a April Fool's joke. I, like, posted that I proposed to a young lady.
Mm-hmm.
And my phone was, like, filled with death threats.
Wow.
Death threats.
It was just like, I will kill you in the wedding. And that I was like, okay, you care.
Creative with it, too.
I like this.
Specific. Wait,
is that caring?
These were exes or just random?
Fans, right?
Not fans. It's probably people, women he said in his deals phone. With.
Yeah. Just like, I thought we was just kind of. Hanging out. But it seems like, oh, this is a button for you.
Let's get into this, because you are a Gemini.
I am. I like the good
game. You are June 8th Gemini.
Yes, I am. This is a well-researched podcast.
I'm a May 23rd Gemini.
Mm-hmm. Come on with it.
And I've had a lot of Gemini men cross paths within my lifespan.
As have I.
Y'all niggas is crazy. I'm gonna say that.
The women
y'all
are
the reason why they say we are crazy. It's y'all.
The highs
it's
are high June and the lows are really low.
And it's June.
I agree.
So you right here, sir?
Mm-hmm.
I'm not fighting you at all about that. I think I channel my crazy into my art.
Great.
On the stage.
Great.
I get to be regular.
What's the craziest thing that you would say you've done in a relationship? That you look back and be like, man, why did I do that? What was I thinking?
I try to do like mafia things. I like
chop her head off.
In the sense of like I bought my lady ex's barbershop and just turned it into something else.
Wait. You bought her ex. Her ex owned a barbershop.
I'm trying to tell you, like, I'm trying to go for the jugular.
Yeah, you gotta spread this.
So boom, we have woman right here. We have her man who is a barber.
Okay.
And he was succeeding. Then he owned a barber shop.
Mm-hmm.
Then they broke up.
Mm-hmm.
And then her and I got together. But then at that time, I was still in my, like, crazy Gemini. Uh-huh. She can only be with me. And so at the time, I'm trying to be like you, get my investments up, you know, mm-hmm. maybe turn it to a cafe or something. Mm-hmm. And so I copped this little real estate and I was like, we could keep it a barbershop, but then he would still have his job. So wow. we just gonna take it to barbershop away.
Oh my gosh.
That's young me.
Crazy.
Wow. That's
pretty crazy.
And what did she think about that?
She thought it was crazy.
Yeah, that is yeah. a little like.
Yeah, it was nuts.
So where is this property still?
Same question.
Thriving right. or is it you let
where
it go?
Where is
or?
It and is it still a
it's
a,
over.
A thing?
Too much details. What
oh
are we doing?
Gosh. Yeah. Okay. Like, all right.
But no,
if
no,
you
it was
afford to buy this man's barbershop, you can get a balcony.
And okay. you can get a girlfriend. Mm. For sure.
This is the Pocket Watch podcast.
I'm just saying, you like, I feel like you need first class, but you buying barbershops.
Right.
I feel like.
Super ready.
It's in the black community.
He said it was a little real estate situation. It was
yeah,
an
but like.
And a gentrifier.
I was just trying to be I was just trying to like think too hard on how to like. That's old.
Okay.
That's all years right. ago.
I could imagine you and, because I know you and Sir are cool, have done music together, right?
That is
I
a can smoking imagine, young man.
I can imagine these types of conversations because he's a pretty fun person as well.
Yeah.
Have y'all talked to him on the show?
He's been yeah. on here. Yes, he has.
More than once.
What was that like? We got to watch that.
Yeah, you do. Because yeah. he's
it's a
done
few years,
things.
But then we spoke to him at BET Awards as well.
Oh, yeah, we did. We
Interesting.
Did. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
He's cool.
Yeah,
yeah, he is very cool.
Super talented.
Tell Everybody me what it was him. Like for you guys working together.
Sir just has a lot of deep conversations about like love and life. Mm-hmm. And he had this like trash can bag full of weed. And then.
I mean, he's from Cali.
Yes.
That's, you know.
Yes, he
I
is.
I mean, you're from Jamaica. Like.
Listen.
Not the same.
All of these things are true. But yeah, just, I don't know. Serge is really smart. You mm-hmm. know what I mean? And I love the way he stacks his harmonies. And we just always just having jam sessions. And I would always like play keys while he's telling a story. Mm. And then that would be the song. That's how we made Unana.
That's dope.
And some other joints. Just like talking.
That's mm-hmm. dope.
Sitting around like this. Mm-hmm. He's smoking per usual. And I'm just playing keys per usual.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is it. your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
So you like older women?
Damn, we're just getting straight into it. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, because, you know, you have a whole song about it.
Right.
You want to talk about it? Like, here you go.
I feel like older women usually have food in their fridge. And at the time, that was my love language, eating.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So
my fridge is bare. Well, okay, go ahead.
I don't think you're an old woman, though.
It's leftovers.
Is that what you
were,
like, are you in sugar mama lane to people?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah.
Okay.
Because you're very young.
How old do you think I am?
30.
I want to say like 27.
Aren't you like 30, born in 93?
No.
Were you older than that?
No, I'm 29. But I just
wanted to
see what the research was
like. Price is right.
What's the oldest, what's the biggest age gap you've dealt with?
Probably 10 years apart.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That's my limit.
Yeah. I think after
for
that,
younger.
It gets a little...
I'm gonna go up to 80. Yeah, she said I'm gonna go up to
right. But hello,
I'm gonna take grandpappy on a spin on his wheelchair. But younger than me, I can only go down 10 years.
Yeah, because the maturity is just gonna get a little out of hand.
Yeah, I feel like if not only that, I have a daughter who is 26. Mm-hmm. So and my nieces, they're all like between like 24 and 22 and like 33.
But you are a young mom.
I am. Yeah, I'm 43. I had her when I was 17, but. I just feel like, and more recently, about maybe 3 years ago, one of my nieces, the one that's a year younger than my daughter, she moved to Atlanta. So now I have three nieces that live in Atlanta, and they're all within that age range.
Mm-hmm.
And my one niece is running into guys that I dealt with back in the day, and ooh, she's now meeting them. Oh, so it's like, ouch. It's kind of weird. So I don't, it gets kind of weird. So it's like, when it comes to like a younger guy, like I don't feel like I can see myself being with somebody that my daughter could possibly be with.
Right. But these guys definitely could see themselves.
But they daddy and their grandpappy can
right.
get it.
Definitely.
You get what I'm saying? I don't know. It's a morality thing with me.
Like, if you had a choice between a younger woman and an older woman, what would you pick?
I'm going to go older woman.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still taking in what you just said. That is wild.
Yeah, that is.
Okay.
Like, yeah,
yeah, she'll
like,
be like,
oh, yeah, I know him.
Yeah, she'll be like, oh, I just met this guy. He said he know you. And I'm like, yeah, he know me. All right.
Do you tell him? Like,
tell who?
How he knows niece?
Her? Yeah, I'll tell her.
Yeah, just to give her a heads up.
Gigi,
right?
Keep it real all
sure.
the way.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
There's only been one guy that she like kind of was really into, but I had never slept with him before. I just knew him in that way. Okay. So it was just like
And what is close. That way?
Like we were like talking, but it never made it to the bedroom.
Gotcha.
So we like went on a couple dates and you know, right.
A couple of flowers.
And what happened?
I just wasn't interested.
Okay.
Yeah.
What would make you not like? What would make you go out with somebody a couple times? Like, what are some things that would make you not interested in somebody?
Oh, I'm gonna start with the way they smell.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people
same.
Have a smell. Like
yeah.
everybody has their own smell, and if your smell isn't something that I'm attracted to, like your pheromones,
mm-hmm.
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like if that don't get me like this, then that's one.
Me.
Personality is another. Like
oh,
I
wait,
get
that,
bored.
That happened to you?
Like where I was talking to somebody on the internet, and then we meet up, and I'm like.
I'm so mad he said on the internet.
Yeah, on the internet.
He's like, oh, on the internet.
Social
media. But like, yeah, the social media is
on the
world
wide web.
Yeah. But like the pheromones on the WWW, like the pheromones weren't working with me.
Yeah.
I was like,
no, that's the thing.
We was talking for mad long and I was like, I can't.
That's crazy.
Mm-hmm. Did she look
breath.
Good? It was just her.
Yeah,
sense?
She looked good. She got good personality, all that. Yeah. But it's like, I don't know if y'all see, my nostrils are like, I play the sax. You know what I mean? Like, I got breath.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, it gotta align with the nostrils. You know what I'm talking
gotcha.
About?
Gotcha.
Mm-hmm. Me is the breath. especially when the breath smells like they just took some Listerine right before seeing you, and it's, you still smell the breath.
It's overpowering the Listerine.
Oh my God, that is the worst.
Sometimes a trip to the dentist could fix that. Absolutely.
But is it worth it?
But if you that old and you still didn't catch on to that,
mm-hmm.
I can't.
You'd be surprised.
Stink breath is definitely turn off.
Let's go back to this playing the saxophone thing.
Your transitions are stellar.
Let's go back to this saxophone situation.
What you got?
How do you think that plays a role with you in the bedroom? Like breath control and all of that?
Oh my God.
I'm just curious.
I thought you were saying, do I play sax in the bedroom?
I was going to ask that.
No. But do you sing?
Yeah.
In the bedroom?
Yeah.
That's sexy.
That's cool.
I want a man to sing to me.
Have you ever had sex with a singer? Like a real singer?
I plead the fifth.
Well, <sure. laughs> Her eyes answered that.
You can tell me later. Jess.
But wait, me and Liam just had a little one-on-one before y'all came up on these couches. We talked about some things. So I plead the fifth. So, yeah, back to this saxophone thing. Do you think that plays a role, like, as far as you know, being able to do certain things?
That breath was wild.
what was that, Angela?
She said, sugar mama
breath. Like, hold your breath sugar for a long time breath. Or, you know.
I feel like this is something I noticed at I was at a Blue Note last night.
Mm-hmm.
And I never watched other saxophone players perform, but this night I did. And I'm like learning how sexual that instrument is.
It is.
Like he's moving his hands mad fast, the instrument, and the girls are going wild, like, oh, do that to me.
Oh, wow.
And I was like.
They were not saying that.
No, my mom. All right.
One in the morning.
Somebody said,
double
do
shot.
That to
they
me.
Gonna start being real honest in the Blue Note.
Stop. So you just realized how sexual that is.
Yeah, I'm real innocent. Like I didn't know that the saxophone was seen that way.
The saxophone.
The saxophone.
Wow. Yeah.
But you used like how you started playing the saxophone. Was it to like?
Yeah. Okay. Mm-hmm. I get
really
it.
Young,
we've
right?
all read up on me and the crush. Mm-hmm. Okay. So there was an older woman mm-hmm. that I had a crush on as a youngster, and the only information I had on her was she had a picture of Najee Davis, a saxophone player, on her binder. So I have a little power with my boys. I'm like, how do I bag shorty? You know what I'm saying? And it was like, we don't know, but she got a picture of the saxophone on her binder. And I just ran with that, and I started playing sax in attempt to woo her, and it was cool. I fell in love with the instrument.
How old were you?
The world.
I was like 13.
Oh, that's cute. Wow. 13. Yeah. And that really like this crush kind of changed your life. That's a productive crush.
Right. Yeah,
it is. I think like men try to excel when a woman's involved.
Mm-hmm.
Like we're playing just pick up basketball, then a girl walk in, we all trying to dunk. Mm-hmm.
So right. Did you get the older lady by playing the sax?
At 13 and how
I got
old
her.
Was she?
She probably like 30, 40.
Oh, come on.
Oh, no.
Yeah,
Lord,
I don't know.
Pray not.
Wait, but what happened when you did play it for
but
her?
But like, you wooed the world, and that's what matters.
Yeah. You wooed the world.
Yes.
You really do like older women. He was 13.
Right. Like, what was this? Like what was her reaction to you doing that?
She definitely was blushing. Because mm-hmm. I was like, I'm Jamaican, so I'm trying to be extra confident. Like, I think I can marry you. Like, I'm going all out.
I think I can marry you.
But she just kind of shrugged it off. She was like,
little boy, but
well, thank God, because that would have been disgusting.
Right.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, it would have been on the newspaper.
Does she know who you are now? Like, have you seen her since you've been an adult?
People ask me that a lot. No. I got to figure out her first name.
Oh, my God.
Oh,
she
Jesus.
Was a teacher. Okay.
She was a teacher.
Yeah, yeah, she was my substitute teacher.
Oh.
Yeah, I was a kid in class, and okay. She came through, and I was just like, who's Shorty?
They doing shorty. The math right now shorty. Trying to see. So our substitute teacher, I was in class.
Now, what made you decide to do this album self-titled?
I think usually I'm making my album with the company of a lot of women, mm-hmm. right? And it's discussions, conversations. This album, I was around a bunch of men
mm-hmm.
and we were having different types of conversations and like vulnerability and mental health and femininity versus masculinity and all these different conversations I don't usually have. And so they just kind of challenged me to be vulnerable versus putting all these like barriers against me and my music. Like my music feels good, it's cool, but it's really ambiguous. It could be about whoever, whatever. But I think this album was a lot more vulnerable and personal. So I haven't done that before.
Mm.
And they felt that it was necessary.
That's interesting because nice. I don't look at like, sometimes I feel like it's harder for guys to have those conversations with each other. And I don't know necessarily that they do.
It's just the company I keep. Like, mm-hmm. I'm around, like, some really good guys. Like, we talk about all of the things. We
all
have a this.
Things.
We in the studio doing this, discussing things, dates, all that. And just trying to figure out how to best maneuver it. Because everybody kind of fighting the high value men versus the bag women versus the broke men versus
the Birkin bag women.
Versus the 50-50 split in the rent. And
yeah, it's just like, all right, we arguing, but like, does anybody have a solution or a pathway? Mm-hmm. Who's happy? You know what I'm talking about? So it's like, we just try to figure out what's the actual game plan for love since everybody just out here trying to get bread or whatever.
Did you like getting more personal and vulnerable?
Yes and no. Like, I like getting it out, but I don't like performing it every night because it's like I gotta look y'all in the eyes and it's like it's not a comfortable feeling to be vulnerable. It's right. cool to perform and entertain people, but when you're talking about your real life, it's like a different, like I don't enjoy it the same.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah.
Because I mean, it's like when you're just having fun, you doing almost like a cover song. You're just kind of being like wild and everything. But when you're talking about your life, it's just like.
Yeah. When you're performing, do you ever lock eyes with one woman in the crowd, in the audience?
Recently, yes.
Okay, how'd that go?
It was crazy. Mm-hmm. A homeboy of mine named Jesse Boykins III told me I should try that. Okay. And I was like, yo, this is a terrible idea.
And you tried it.
I did for one night.
And how'd it go?
It's crazy. Like, everybody was like, why not me?
Was she squirming in her seat like on the 5 heartbeats?
Was she laughing right back?
What was her reaction?
You like the GIF. Yes. It was that.
That's all I
put
saw.
That on the BTS.
That's all I saw when you said that. That was the vision I had in my head.
Yeah, it was cool though.
Will you do it again?
Maybe. It's really intense.
Yeah. It's gotta be.
And it's caused a breakup too.
Have you ever dated a fan, hooked up with a fan?
I hooked up with a fan back in the day, but like it's just not the way.
Okay. That's fair.
How did you meet her?
At the show.
Yeah. So just random fan at the show?
It's the thing that you expect as a rock star.
Yeah,
you
that's what
singing,
always happens. Like,
front
that's how
row,
it happens.
Shorty giving you a vibe, you like, yo, security, bring her back.
Grab her.
It's just foolishness.
Foolishness? I usually don't see that like dating. I see that happen, but like dating a fan?
Oh, dating
like,
a
you
fan?
Guys went out after
said
that?
Because I mean, I don't want to be that much to someone. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? There needs to be a better balance. Because if I can't do no wrong, it's like,
right,
it's not gonna work.
This ain't it.
Yeah.
So you feel like when you're dating, you can only date one person at a time?
Ooh, you clever.
No, I'm just trying to understand dating. I'm still trying to figure this out.
She's still name dropping my songs. Polygamy out now. Studying abroad. Grammy nominated. But no, I still have discussions about this, and it gets debunked every now and again because I feel like from a Gemini standpoint and an emotional intelligence, I can definitely put together a structure where multiple women can be happy and fulfilled in one relationship. Okay. I'm confident about that. But in terms of when things change, like, okay, if it's open, what if you have a child with this woman? Can she go with some other dude? And then my like testosterone activating my ego get back and I'm just like, I don't know if I'm okay with that. So I don't have the answer for all of the scenarios, but I do know I'm very honest. Mm-hmm. I'm extremely honest about what I do. And I think a lot of women speak about disliking that about men when they're dishonest and they have to figure things out and do all that. But I'm like, this is the setup right now. This is what I desire. This is everything. What's up? You know what I'm saying? Do you want to be involved in this or not? I think that gets me in better situations than trying to be this Casanova R&B guy.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18
plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details. Have you ever been heartbroken?
For sure.
Okay, that's good.
Down in the dumps.
Sucking not coming out your nose and all.
I ain't been that heartbroken. Oh. That's hilarious.
But no, you've cried. Have you cried in front of a woman, like, to get her back?
To get her back? Like, yeah. I'm, like, holding a leg?
Like, crying. You know how guys mess up and then they start crying.
Yeah, they
and
can bring the tears out. Mm-hmm.
Nah. Either, it depends on how we feel at that moment. Either we want it to when we start crying with you, or we're like, psh, if you don't stop.
Right, if you start crying,
Trying to get her back? I've never been that guy. But I'm, like, I'll, like, dismiss myself. And I know that I'm, like, I don't have a chance no more. Mm-hmm. And I like my friends will know, like, I'll just, like, not make music for a lot of days and, like, be in a certain mood or whatever like that. But no, women have, like, thoroughly hurt my feelings.
Oh,
like, thoroughly.
Why do we feel so bad about
probably.
That?
Mm-hmm. Said thoroughly.
Yeah.
Like, tell us some things that have happened.
Just give us one example.
I want to hear.
Check my chain.
Just because guys don't always say, like, women have thoroughly hurt my feelings.
Yeah. Right.
I mean, it's just what it is. I feel like, let's see, back in the days, I was green to the whole field of dating. I was very nice guy, very no boundaries. So I would do more than flowers for the woman. I would just let her walk all over me.
Right.
And I mean, the right woman will just be like, oh, I'm about to take this for a ride. You know what I'm saying? I got a little money. I got travel. I can do things. I got access. And she's just like, let me just do that. Mm-hmm. And then once that kind of reveals itself, then you kind of really get heartbroken.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying?
She wasn't there for you. She was there for what she got.
Yeah, but it's like, I deserve that. You know what I'm saying? It's like, if I couldn't recognize it.
That's a real Gemini response.
Yeah, it's just like, good game.
We play devil's advocate with ourselves a lot.
For sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm saying, I'm not going to cry to get her back. Like, I've never been that guy. Yeah. But I've definitely cried after a breakup. It's like, man, you really played me. You disrespected me heavily. And we just channel that in a song.
There you go.
Does that have anything to do with what you want to try?
Yo, your facial expression when you do the song thing. So when you said that one song, what you want to try? No, let's see. That was about Detroit.
And Khadija.
All right, which is a real person. She's very cool. The thing with, okay, that song, the narrative of the album is following the journey of an artist, right? I started out literally as a street musician here in New York on Fifth Avenue. And then from there, somebody booked me for a show. And then I got SOBs, and then I got to this, like, Aretha Franklin amphitheater in Detroit. And so that's, like, the life. It's like, oh, I'm becoming famous. And so Khadija represented, like, all of that, the money, the fame, and you're just, like, kind of being, like, starry-eyed to the whole thing. And I feel like what you want to try is that Jamaican confidence, where it's just like, yo, what's up? What you need? I'll be whatever. Like, I'm for this. I want to dive like all the way into this life. And I think it's just a fun song depicting all those emotions.
Let me ask you, as a street performer, right? Like, how much money would you make on average? Was it good?
Probably like $50.
That's it?
Yeah, yeah, on a good night.
And how long sex? Would you be out there?
Like all day.
On Fifth Avenue?
Yeah, like sun up to sun. I would literally be outside of Saks Fifth Avenue because that's where the rich folk walk on.
I would think that would be way more lit.
And I guess I won't plan to write songs.
No, I mean, I don't know, just because you're right. Like in my head, like being outside there with so many people walking past.
Right, and people,
And then the fact that you were good enough that they actually booked you,
yeah,
you know, somewhere, I would feel like, you know, you would.
Me too. Yeah. I thought I was smarter than the game. I used to give out water with my like, information on it.
Yes.
I was trying to finesse the system like, yo, stop for me.
Thirsty?
Come here.
Wow. So where were you living like while you were doing that, making $50 a day? I'm just curious what this starving artist's life was like.
So different places, right? I would I slept in Central Park a little bit.
Wow.
I did the car thing for a little bit. My old manager's floor for a little bit.
Okay. That's when things start going right.
Yeah, you know, you just kind of like.
Okay. Yeah. It's a
profession. I feel like he met me when I was about to get arrested for not having a permit for street musician. Like, it was just doing things.
Figuring it out. No, but that's some real shit. Like, mm-hmm. when you love something so much that you'll be outside and then, you know, not have a place to stay, but know. Did you always know in your heart, like, this is going to happen for me one day?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'm like that. Cocky, confident, manifest, whatever you want to call it. But it's like, and that's kind of the pressure my father put on me. It's kind of like, if you're not making money in a year, then you're about to be in the military.
Right.
You know what I mean? So it's kind of that pressure of, I have to make this work.
I've got to figure it out.
And my mother's on the like, make sure your heart is cool. And like, you know, it was the balance. But Pops is like, we can't be broke with Jamaican. Get more jobs.
That's cool.
Get more jobs.
He didn't like, he gave you an option. Because I was thinking that too when I saw that he was in the Air Force. Like normally, you know, they want you to follow in those footsteps and they try to set you up.
But
he said, okay, try this. And if it don't happen, you're going. So he gave you an option.
They kicked me up out of the Air Force, too.
Yeah. Oh, well, there you have it.
I did a good year.
Why did you get kicked out?
Yeah, I did a good year there, and they got me up out of there.
Why'd you get kicked out?
Yeah.
I'm just mischievous back in them days. Yeah. I got to say back in them days.
He's like, I'm different now.
Yeah, I'm a new man.
I've evolved.
But were you okay? Like, did you tell your parents when things weren't going well, or did you try to keep up a front at first?
Front. Okay. Facade. For sure.
Fake it till you make it.
Everything's straight.
It's going amazing.
Everything's wonderful.
Yeah. No, I am hiding the tears for sure. But I wanted that.
Did you meet any women during that time that was like, come, you can stay with me?
That is hilarious. Yes.
I knew it.
We call that hobosexual.
You are hobosexual.
That's too close. I'm Jamaican. Hey, yo.
That's too close. That's too funny.
Close. I'm a monk.
Nomad. That's what I feel like. You know, so women could come up to you like that did happen a few times to you while you were performing or?
I was the character type. I was the musician guy. I got a guitar in the car. Like, I'm just like, I'm the dreamer.
So it's just like, story.
You know what I mean?
I love
so
your life.
She's
did you
like,
ever, Did you ever feel like you owe them? Like they looked out for you back then?
You trying to get me to pay some money?
Not money, but just like, you know,
yes, we are.
Keep in contact.
Oh, somebody?
Yeah.
You know, some flowers, something. You keep in touch with any of them that looked out early on?
That looked out. Is that them calling now?
It's actually Jay Electronica.
On the FaceTime.
Nice. He's FaceTiming. You
I mean,
hi?
Come on.
Answer from the Sego.
No, Jay is crazy. You don't never know what you're going to get.
Hold on.
Right.
He might be in a crisis.
Hey, I'm doing lip service.
Oh, okay. Excuse me.
Okay.
Hi.
Yeah.
Say hi, everybody.
Peace.
Hey, friend.
All right, I'm going to call you back.
the fame.
That's you.
What you talking about? Look at your
phone. That's you. Famous, Grammy nominated. Mm-hmm. You know?
I got like
sold
two
out
famous
tour.
People.
I
we
know,
do
like,
perform.
Two famous people.
Okay. All right. So go on. So let's talk. So you
what
feel like we were talking about these women let you shack up when you were
and you're not doing nothing for them now that you up.
Right.
You left them right.
Any of them you still
at?
Keep in contact with?
Who do I keep in contact with?
And did it matter what they look like? Because, you know, sometimes when you're just trying to get like a shower.
Right.
I was never that downer.
Okay.
No. I'm still shallow.
I just want a hot shower.
I'm still shallow. That's
I still
funny.
Look good.
Right.
Nah, who do I keep in contact with from back in the day? I think I'm just a different person, really. I don't
I've
know
changed.
If we. Yeah, I keep on saying that. Maybe it's false. I've said it too much.
No, it's true.
But like, even trying to like talk to people that have known me from high school or like saw me at the talent show, that conversation is the same. It's like, so what's it like to be on the show with Angela Yee? And it's like, yo, you was with the people from Instagram. Like, I don't feel like doing that every conversation.
Mm-hmm. Right. Right.
And then I have survivor's guilt a lot. So I'll try to like do the little Creed movie thing and try to help my band, my mans that was in jail. And,
right.
And I just feel like there's not a real way to help grown men. Mm. You know what I'm saying? That just decided to move the way they're moving.
Yeah. Right.
And so I try to like help the people that reach out to me that I know are in the same like headspace as me. Mm-hmm. For sure, I'm a giver, I'm a lover, all that. But it's like trying to touch somebody from the past, it just hasn't worked.
Okay, fair enough. Sometimes you do something and then people expect more and more. And
it
more.
Has. Really like, I've given people bread and opportunities and open up for me and come on tour and work for me. But it's like, if you don't got the right mentality, you just hurting your business.
You gotta have that drive. And you like, I'm doing what I'm trying to do right now. Like,
come on, I'm trying to get up and over here. Yeah, I'm trying to get tired in this.
This album also kind of feels like a little bit of, I know it's a vulnerable situation, but it does feel like, are you talking about any person in particular or is it just all of,
I'm trying to figure out what did you hear? What
I'm
are
just
we talking
saying
about?
Like some of these songs, you know, like the Bye Bye My Love and, you know, all of that.
Got you. Okay, we can go there. So
playing with my heart down in the dumps. Mm-hmm. I mean, you want me to continue?
What she's trying to say is, who hurt you?
Is it anybody in particular, or is it just different situations that you're reflecting on because it's not normally
life. Pregnant.
That's hilarious. I just found that out. She couldn't know that.
Okay.
It's life, right?
But it's just, it's life. It's various situations that I like reflected on. I think the Sydney reference in Bye Bye My Love, I was thinking about like my first crush in life one day. And it was this young lady named Sydney, and I was like in the fifth grade, and like she was a musician, I was a musician. Everybody was like, "Yo, y'all could be like such and such and such
and
such." Yeah, you know, and it was doing all that. And so I was just thinking in the studio that day, like, what would it have been if I like kept in contact with her and just made a song with that inspiration? But yeah, I didn't really think about her after that. I was like, she probably got her own life.
What if she pop up and say, "Well, I still do music. Let's do something together."
I mean, if the chord's right, I'll be there.
Cool. He said if it's right.
Why not? Yeah, I like music.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Set sail and save right away when you book your next Disney cruise vacation with UndercoverTourist.com. Undercover Tourist is your secret for savings on all Disney Resorts vacations. And now, fun in the sun with Disney Cruise Lines. How about enchanting entertainment or an exclusive visit to Castaway Key? Anything's possible aboard a Disney cruise vacation. Book now with UndercoverTourist.com, an authorized seller, and get a free in-room decor package with your Disney Cruise Line booking. Plus, exclusive savings at checkout. Undercover Tourist.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level.
Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
You ever get the feeling the city walls closing in, the concrete jungle suffocating your soul? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to connect with nature, maybe chase some elk, fish a private stream. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there, and finding your own piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, location, the kind of hunting or fishing you dream of. Land.com. It's where the adventure begins.
When did you realize that this was like a turning point? We getting lit.
I feel like when I was viral in college, based off a song on SoundCloud.
Okay.
So it was like 100,000 listens, and I was like, I'm up. I'm dropping out. I'm the one. And it was like a song, I was just playing saxophone over like a Drake remix or something like that. But like everybody was reposting it. Ladies was on me. It was just like, oh, I'm the one. That's all. Okay. After that, it just kind of gets, you kind of get numb to it. You're like, is this, do you like me? Am I? I can't tell.
Do you like when women, would you like them to not know who you are? Or do you prefer if they're familiar with you?
That's a good question. See, my ego comes into play here because it's like, you should know who I am.
Right. You don't know I'm a Sega.
That's how I be feeling. I'm just like,
taste?
I think I have good taste in music. It's just like, so part of me feels that. But I like when a woman is so in another world that she doesn't know who I am. Mm-hmm. That's kind of cool, too.
Okay.
So it's just the vibe. It doesn't matter, though.
Mm-hmm. What about what about women in the industry? Have you ever kind of...
That don't be working for me.
Yeah.
It doesn't work because I feel like it's just... It's too much, not to be this guy, but like it's too much hustle mentality. It's like, you getting money, I'm getting money. You're in a world with all these men that you're trying to like prove that you belong in. And I'm just, I feel like it's usually too much of that energy in the household, just to me. In my experience, it's like, I feel like I feel like just the paper chasing kind of consumes the relationship. In my experience, like I just feel like what I'm doing leaves room for a relationship to thrive. But I feel like since women have to do this much more work, they don't have as much space to be feminine in my experience. Mm. That's all I'm going to say.
So what type of woman would you like? Like if you had to describe,
right,
this is a situation that
you think would be ideal for you.
Somebody really passionate about something that has nothing to do with music. Like, just don't be an artist. Let's not do the JB.
Would you want a woman that is like an entrepreneur and doing her own thing? Or would you want a woman that is just like regular 9-to-5 sticking to a schedule? So where the entrepreneur can travel with you and can kind of have that freedom but still make her own money. Or the 9-to-5 girl who's chained to her desk or who's working at the hospital.
Chained to her desk?
I mean, not like that, but you know, she can't move around and because
she can't just up and go.
Exactly. She can't up and go the way that you have to travel and all of that. So y'all wouldn't have that time, if you know what I'm saying.
Let me see.
What if she was on OnlyFans just making content?
Selling feet pics.
I can't do it. I'm not the guy for that.
Feet pictures?
Nah, it's like you got old creepy men in your line making you money and you got to give them attention.
Sometimes creepy women in the audience at your show. Sometimes.
He's like, you can't give them attention.
Yeah.
I do got to lock eyes with them.
You got to lock eyes.
I don't know if it's different.
I think it's different.
Okay.
Men buying feet pics ain't locking eyes.
They lock eyes
on them feet pics. Mm-hmm. But they ain't seeing each other in person.
I mean, big ups getting money for your feet, though.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Big ups.
What's your feet look like?
Not Wiz's.
Why you gotta go? He wrote a poem about his feet.
Shout out to Wiz.
We love Wiz.
It's his feet, though.
The feet was a little ashy, homeboy. You know? Ashy. You know they was ashy. The poem was cute, though. I saw the poem.
I loved the poem. I was like, this is something I would do.
That was a very Wiz Khalifa response.
Always.
Very.
He a little sensitive.
Very. You think? No, I thought that was funny.
He's always responding to the jokes that's made about him all the time.
He probably also smokes and then responds.
And that's what it looks like.
You know how sometimes you be high and you be like, man, fuck this. I'm going to say what I gotta say.
And then the way he responds is just so funny.
Because don't let me drink or get a little high. I'll be like, you know what? Like, you do stuff that normally.
Yeah.
Have you ever responded to people like that?
Yes.
Yes, I have.
It's a long process of me like, knowing that Twitter is not my diary. You know what I mean? It's because I came out when Twitter was being developed.
Right.
So
right.
It's like at first you could just
put everything whatever. On Twitter. I used to put everything on Twitter.
Yeah.
I don't now even I barely use it anymore.
Now it's like a public statement. It's like now y'all about to like take receipts and I'm like, I'm out. let a mirror handle it, yo.
Don't let them get to digging through your archives and finding the old shit.
We was anyway. But I won't dodge your question about the women. I was about to let it just go by. But she can be an entrepreneur. Mm-hmm. That's fine with me.
Okay.
I feel like it's all about having the bandwidth for a relationship. That's all it is. Because I think paper chasing is a thing. And I feel like you can get so consumed in it that you don't have enough room to just be in a relationship. Just be regular. Because I think even though I can do the trips and the bags and the whatever things that people expect. Yeah, the balcony. Women love balcony, according to my comments.
Gotta like, get bent over them balconies.
The things that actually last, like the couples I talk to that aren't like on the internet to be scrutinized and all that, they're just doing real regular things to sustain themselves. And I'm trying to like, if I'm gonna be in something, I'm trying to make it last. Like,
okay, now listen, you've said that relationships usually aren't balanced, right? Where one person likes the other person more. I've heard that it works better when a man loves a woman more.
Interesting.
What do you think?
I don't know. If he likes her more than she likes him.
Loves.
Oh, excuse me. Loves. All this is what I will say. Like, the power of a relationship is in the man's hand. Like, he's the one that has to do the structure of that for it to actually work. When it comes to, like, the sexualness and all that, like, the woman holds the key to that. That's how I view it. So it's like, of course, there's women proposing to men, but that doesn't count. Like, men are the ones that, like, say, this is a structure. Do you want to join this?
Right.
So I feel like, yeah, that's my answer.
So you don't know.
I'm waiting for you to reel it in.
He answers like a politician.
I know. He's so political.
Love that.
How would you feel if a woman proposed to you? Mm-hmm.
No, I did that.
No, yeah.
No,
dead you going to demasculate me in front of my friends?
What?
You going to embarrass me in front of my crew?
Why is that embarrassing? That's kind of manly for you.
Nah, don't
be. She got down on one knee.
For something else.
For something else. Period. Yeah, get down on both knees, baby.
Yeah, if you want to do that, there's a better way to do that. But like,
behind
a ring?
Closed doors. Would you guys ever propose to a man?
No.
Do you ever see yourself?
No. I would not.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm just saying we've seen it happen.
We've definitely seen it happen.
Yeah. And I've seen the comments.
I know
comments.
People that done it.
Whew, I've seen dudes propose with like a glass bottle turned into a ring and still get scrutinized. I'm like, I'm going to avoid all of that.
Wow. All right, hold on. I got to read you something from your Twitter, and I want to go behind this tweet and see what you have to say.
Let me go delete things.
Hold on. I screenshotted it earlier.
Oh, boy. Pass the liquor.
Someone mentally stimulating you, growing your wealth, or feeding you beats out looks every time. Mm. But you put every time. I just want to. But I know what you meant.
And so petty. Why do you have to tell us he had a typo?
Right.
So petty.
My thumbs.
All right, so how important are looks? Or do they matter at all?
Looks aren't everything, but they ain't nothing.
Okay. Have you ever been with somebody who was like beautiful, but you just were like, I can't stand
for sure.
You.
The women of Instagram. Like, are you mad cute? And that was it.
That's it.
It was like,
no personality. No. Women of Instagram.
The issue was me. I would like place a personality like in the ethos and be like, I think she's this.
And no.
And then the date would be like, nah.
Boo.
Let me go back to liking some pics.
Well, what are some things that are turnoffs?
I think turnoffs. The smell is one thing. I think just not having a passion, you know, like what's guiding you in life. I don't care what it is. Like, be passionate about it. Like, I know people that are like real thorough about certain topics I have no interest in, but I love them being passionate about it.
Okay.
So I think passion is beautiful. Creativity. I think having a good relationship with somebody in your life, family, friends, something, just to know you're capable of like nurturing something.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And, what about faith? How important is that?
You should believe in something. You know what I'm saying? You should be able to defend it. I know, like, you know, there's a lot of talks you can have about faith and all that. But it's just, it's too much facade. You can look like you in faith and you a believer or whatever, but like, how your life? Like, how are you living your life?
Right.
Because that's what matters.
Yeah.
How you live your life and how you treat the people around you is what matters.
That's the faith to me.
Friends, family, and people you work with, everything.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
What about your family liking somebody who you're dating? How often have you introduced a young lady to the family? And does it matter to you what they think?
Never.
You've never done it ever?
Oh, wow.
Oh, you ain't been serious about nobody.
Yeah, I'm scared. I mean, I'm not going to lie.
What is so scary?
Yeah, I'm scared.
And you have siblings, too, so.
It's getting a little hot in here.
You've never dated.
Has a girl ever wanted to let them meet your parents? And what do you say?
He said no, clearly.
Yeah.
Well, I know that, but how do you say no?
Not yet.
Just no.
Oh, wow.
I said, no, nah, let's not do that.
Have you met their families?
Yeah, parents love me.
This guy will go meet everybody.
So wait, let's run it back. What are you scared of? Because you said I'm scared. Scared of what?
My mother's approval. Like, she's a boss lady. Like, she a get bags, intelligent, pageants. Like, she's the one.
I'm having another vision. The mom from How Stella Got Her Groove Back.
Oh, yo, God. You and the meme collection? That's why the young dude's trying to date you. Hey. But, like, I'm not going to just, like, present someone to my mother.
Right.
I know my mother.
That's like a lot of pressure then.
Right? Yeah.
It is. So I'm like, let's not even do it.
So what if your mom's not like, so when are you going
to?
No. She's just making sure my heart is cool and that I ain't letting the people check my birth number and date and time to check my co-star. She's just doing that.
Oh, God.
So who would be the ideal woman that you would take to your mother? Introduce? Because you have to at one point. You're 39. Well, 29, you said.
Yeah, let me have
He's still young.
Let me have my
20. He's 30.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's still young.
So that's what I'm saying. But what are you, what would be?
You're not
because obviously
it.
Nothing that you've met, but.
I'm still deciding.
Yeah, I don't think he's had enough experience.
So you're around here meeting people, women. Parents, and they ain't even worth
it. Yeah, parents love me. It's facts.
It's facts. What about your dad? Is your dad an easier person for? Okay. That's no problem.
Is that mama?
He's met everyone.
It's the mama.
He probably would be the one to tell you, I think this is the one you should let your mama.
Yeah, don't do nothing. Bring her home.
Right.
Love pops.
Love
moms too. I'm just saying, but like, pops is like, he's a man. Like, he's just like, she's beautiful. She's cool. Yeah. She's successful. Cool. But in men, we don't have as many criteria. And then we don't see through, like, y'all can, like, read a woman in 0.5 seconds.
Yeah.
We're just like, oh, she seems lovely. Mm-hmm. My mom's just like, mm-mm.
When was the first time you knew they were proud of you as a musician?
I think they called me and said, I'm proud of you.
They said, okay.
And my mom does it a lot, though.
But
knows.
Like, what happened that made them be like, was it the SoundCloud?
That was for me.
Yeah,
I thought I was.
They probably had no idea.
Was it your first like real like book show?
What was it? I feel like it was the plaque for Tadao, I think.
Tadao.
Like, yeah, that's the that's a nice one. I like when like that. Random people just know that song.
Mm-hmm,
I'm like, perfect. But no, I definitely got some big ups from them for that. But my parents have been proud for a minute. Like, I definitely, there's no like deficit of like, do they
just
love
because
me?
I know at first they were like concerned. You know what I mean?
They should have been.
Right.
I was wilding. What? I'm sleeping on rocks. It's like, get your son.
I mean,
it worked out.
Yeah, everything does seem like it's working out. Sold out tour.
Come on.
You know, album lit, Drake samples, Grammy nominations.
Going viral.
All that.
And it's only going up from here. This
I think
is the
so.
Beginning.
Mm-hmm. Right. You bring a different
older
vibe
women
to hip hop.
You know, so who got food in their fridge? Anybody?
I do. Okay, you know, I keep food.
I got kids, so I got to keep fridge. And I'm not there, and I had to just left
so
the whole.
So when I was
fridge.
Preparing to come here, like I said, my daughter is 26, and she's a fan of yours. So when I was preparing to come here, I told my daughter that we were interviewing you today, and she was really excited, and she kind of gave me a little bit of your background that I didn't know. And a lot of what she said is coming out of you right now, and I'm here for that.
Mm-hmm.
Appreciate it.
Yeah,
that's what's up. I like that.
Well, listen, I'm sure that you're already planning what you're going to do next. Have you started actually doing therapy? Because I know you were talking about like perhaps that might be something that you would try.
It's kind of like a on and off. I'm trying out therapists and still trying to figure out like the cadence and the flow, and like how much I want to share.
That's important.
You know what I'm saying? Try them
out. It's important to find. Who works with you?
Yeah. So I'm open to it, but
okay. So you have tried a few different. A
little bit.
Okay, that's gonna be interesting in the music.
Yes,
I can't wait to hear. I mean, I'm appreciating the new album and stuff, but I can't wait to hear about the pregnant woman.
Right, me too. I got a feeling like he's gonna end up being stepdaddy.
What if she names the child Masego?
It's giving.
Oh my god,
that's already happened.
Or Makai.
You said that happened?
Yeah, somebody did that.
Not somebody you used to date?
Your real name or
an ex?
Your stage name?
So
it's like three. We're like, wait, what?
Right.
Which day?
Basically, someone that I used to talk to.
Okay.
Named their child Masego.
Oh, okay. Oh my gosh.
Were you ever intimate with this person?
I was not intimate with this person.
Okay, so you knew it wasn't you.
There's no chance. Got it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. We were good. That's
definitely. All
right.
But I mean, like, what's said, a good thing? Like, you seem to be a good
but
guy.
But what did her man think?
Her man probably didn't
Does
know to
know.
What you, I mean.
Well, what other Masego is there?
I mean, she could say, you know, the artist is a great art. They don't got it, no.
Hey. What you gonna
he
do?
He said, not my problem.
Right. What's done is
you
done.
You know what I mean? Like,
take it up with God.
Was does done? She follow yeah. you?
Well, probably. Wait, doesn't Masego means blessings and...
prosperity.
Prosperity. So she could say, well, I looked up the name and this is what it means. Like, that's Jameer means the brave one. Braden.
Or I could say there's a very popular artist named Masego.
And no I like him.
That I have a crush on. Like,
yeah.
I used to
and
talk
I follow
to.
Him and he's in my phone. And
I wish he was the dad.
I wish I was the dad. Uh-huh.
And then later on in the year.
It happens.
Well.
It happens.
About the name.
Well, like, all we're trying to tell you is be careful, man. Make sure you strap up.
Moral of the story.
Moral of the story is...
Yeah, give me some advice. You know what I'm saying? Where should a man find women that are good women?
I think referrals are good.
I don't think there's a specific place.
I think referrals are good. I don't think it should... And I don't really think it should ever be like a pressure situation where, hey, I want you to date this person. Let me set you guys up. Mm-hmm. I think it should be like a hangout situation.
I like
and
that.
You could feel the vibe first to see if you even want to go on a one-on-one naturally. Date.
Mm-hmm. I like that. That's
yeah, cool. So you can see the vibe. Yeah. But I think if you have really good friends who you trust, like the guys that were around during the Masego and maybe their you know, significant others have some good referrals, that's the best way for somebody like you. Because I don't think
any other way is probably going to work. Yeah, I think referrals. Yeah.
And like, do you do non-industry things? Like, do you hang out? What's your regular like hangout outside of work?
Just...
All like he does is work. He's chasing paper.
Yeah.
But I'm like
and
a,
that's
I'm
another
a,
thing. You
got to
make
kid.
Time like, for that, too.
Games and, like, doing just adult. I don't even know how to describe it. But it's like I would go on a trip, and then we would just find something cool to do. The ATVs thing is fun. Mm-hmm. We can be up in the park, find a beach thing. We can do the, I can't even name that right now. But, like, just having fun. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Like, I just be acting 29.
As you should.
Right.
As
you
should.
Yeah, see, I think. I think, and you're I feel like more in touch with yourself now. Mm-hmm. So in the meantime, just be careful, strap it up, and don't bring nobody home to your mom until you're sure.
Yeah.
Right. Great advice.
It'll be fine.
Yeah. You can always masturbate.
That's another topic I see y'all definitely get into. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Masturbation saves
Who
lives.
Was it that said that they don't masturbate before shows? Because it makes them exhausted and your knees get weak.
Somebody did say that recently.
You were too tall for that.
It wasn't
and
Joey.
You
too
weak?
Tall for your knees. Wait, Joey said he doesn't masturbate at all.
I wasn't here for that one.
Yeah.
I heard about that. Yeah.
And you can't play the saxophone all out of breath knees weak.
Could you imagine? Blowing into.
Yeah, you sit down Indian style. Like.
I need a break.
Passing out.
It's not Indian
wild.
Style. The leg's too long for that. How many instruments do you play?
I usually just say yes. That's like my answer. But
to how many instruments you play?
Yeah, because I'm like.
What can you not play?
Play, right? Because
like, Prince could play
harmonica. Can you play the harmonica?
39 instruments.
Yeah.
You can play the harmonica.
Because Stevie, anything cool, I'm trying to play.
Okay.
Harmonica, guitar, bass.
Violin.
Drums. Violin's cool. Cello, too.
Can you play the violin?
Yeah.
Have you played
That's
the harp?
That's nice.
I played the harp, too.
Nice.
I tried to buy one, but like.
Too bands in the back too
and all these too, things you taught yourself like
yeah
for sure
that's
crazy
to,
that you can
some people have a gift. And I feel like a gift yeah that you're born with where you don't even have to like is I that think, something you were born with
I think all right I was just I had an affinity for instruments and then people like Stevie and Miles and Prince who played a lot of instruments I just looked up to them.
Got it.
I was just like this is cool to me I just want to be this and so that kind of motivated me to just learn all these instruments and then women liking it made me want to continue learning it. Mm-hmm. And I was like, cool.
Okay.
And here we are.
Here we are.
And here we are.
On the stage.
Masego. Well, listen, we appreciate you so much for coming through, Masego.
Thanks for the flowers.
I feel like we learned a lot about
yes,
you.
Yes, thank you so much for the flowers.
You know, we tried to make sure we didn't go too hard on you. Because
listen,
you know.
I was so scared.
I'm going to be in the airport. People
you didn't seem like it.
Like, who the fuck?
Why is this bitch
he did
he seem scared?
He everything, like, yeah. Like,
what was the scariest part of this?
I think just when the seat started to sink.
When you sat down, that was curious.
Listen, I got my space. I was like, am I going to be like this the whole show?
I was like, yo, this is me today.
I'm going to tell you what, though. Them DMs about to be lit.
Yeah. Right.
Mm-hmm. Oh, really? What are they going to say to you? Nothing.
Because, look, you're available. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All them older women going to be sliding
therapy.
These
DMs are wild.
He's seeking therapy. He plays all them instruments.
Trying to get better.
He has good breath control.
Yeah.
Ooh. Okay.
That's
going to do it. He's never brought somebody home to his mom, and you know everybody want to be the first person.
They want a challenge.
Yeah, to challenge that. So everybody with a full refrigerator.
Come on, gotta eat.
Passion. Yeah. What is it that they do in life?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Does it matter if a woman has kids or not?
It doesn't.
Okay. Oh. He's willing to play daddy.
Come on.
Step daddy.
Step daddy. Step daddy of the world.
Let's get it. We good. Play football with them all. Go long, son.
Go long, son.
Good catch. I can't get that voice.
Yeah. What's your favorite food?
Ooh. Rice and chicken.
Okay.
I'm on my little vegan fake thing right now. So, like, soy chicken and rice. Okay. It don't really matter.
I'm going to be honest. I don't think that soy chicken is any better for you than real chicken. Just because it's processed.
Let's go back to chicken and rice. Yeah.
Okay. No, because it should be, jollof if you get organic, get you some jollof. Organic mm-hmm. Bell & yep. Evans chicken. Mm-hmm. But I think, like, processed food, sometimes people, and I understand if you're, like, really, you know, vegan and stuff like that, but
a lot of that stuff is just not.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm trying to figure that out now.
A lot of the meat replacement are just really not even that.
They're full of sodium.
They're not
too.
Good for you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you better off doing like an oyster mushroom in place of chicken.
Oh, you know about that. Know about it.
Yeah.
The oyster mushroom is my new favorite little.
Yeah. You fry it up like a chicken finger, pull apart like meat and everything. Yeah.
Stop flirting with me. Huh?
Can you cook? Yes. He said, huh?
Yeah. I got 6 meals that I can do.
Okay. Oh, that's a good
yeah, that's listen. Like
what are they? One more to round you out a good week now. Come on.
What are some of them? Egg and rice?
Now we can do, that's hilarious. Why are you going to do me like that?
Spaghetti.
That's what
you know, every guy makes spaghetti. Tacos.
Oatmeal.
No, we definitely got the chicken and rice. We got the stewed, brown stewed chicken.
Mm-hmm. Nice.
Mm-hmm. We got the ackee and sawfish.
Okay.
That's my favorite.
Look at her face.
I love
yeah, we got the
fish.
Don't worry. We got the pati and the plantains and the probably the quinoa on the side.
Okay.
Random, my banana bread, killer.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
All day.
When are you cooking? Mm.
Jasmine is Listen, so hungry. Look yes. at her face.
I'm hungry too. That's
Question,
why I'm like, we can go here.
Selfish. Do you use the can?
No.
Okay.
You know disrespectful.
What
you,
I understand.
I'm just.
That's a good question.
He's a guy saying he could cook. You know?
We're doing that. We're doing like the, you know, like the little breakfast tacos. We get down with that.
I knew it. Every guy makes tacos.
The
first meal he ever made, he's like, come over, I'll cook for you.
I knew breakfast was
going to
be in the morning of
class. I had to, yeah.
We got to get you a good 7 so you can round out a week.
I know.
I got you.
I need to know more. Like, my oyster mushrooms are like bussing, for real. Okay. I do that with the black rice.
So that's 7 right there.
So.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Something like that.
All right, ladies, you hear her here first. He can cook.
Come on.
He's in therapy.
I got tattoos on my chest.
He got tattoos on his chest.
You know what?
Breath control.
How tall are you?
I gotta stop lying. I'm like 6'5".
Okay, he's 6'5", mm-hmm. like 6'5".
But
like,
6'6" just sound better, so I wanted to say that, but I was like, women be like, take an inch off. It's lying.
That's okay. I'm like 5.5".
This what you do.
5'2".
Yeah. Pull that ponytail up to the top, and then you got the 6.
Yeah,
six.
Six. There you
peep.
Go.
That you man understand.
Bun. 6'6". Six.
Pull the six, man six. Bun up, son. There you go, 6'6".
Cameraman, camera 5, cut that. 6'6". Six, six. Let's just redo it.
Edit that. That's the one thing when the label calls later, they'd be like, oh, could you edit out the part where you say 6'5"?
I need that.
Run that up.
Well, Masego, thank you so much. And really glad that you took the time to come and sit with us, even
we
though you were
appreciate
scared.
You.
And a nice to face your fears.
I loved this. This was great.
Yeah.
See?
I'm going to call my therapist after this.
You know what?
I did it.
All right, you guys, check it out. Masego's self-titled album is out right now. Catch him on tour. Where can people find the tour dates?
Blackplanet.com.
Oh. I helped launch
my planet.
You know what?
Woo! I did the launch party.
Oh, no, where can you find tour dates? I guess.
On your website, maybe?
Maybe.
Yeah. Maybe follow him on Instagram website, or on Twitter.
So, it's sold out, so you can't come.
You can't. I know that.
Wow. No. Okay. They can barter.
Come to the next one. We do bartering now.
Barter.
Yeah. We do trade massages for tickets.
Yeah, some oyster mushrooms maybe for tickets.
Up. Come on. We do like wellness.
Okay.
Yeah. Come through.
All right, Masego, lip service.
Sure.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
I'm late for a very important date.
Time is running out to score adult theme park tickets at child prices from Undercover Tourist. This summer, make your Walt Disney World vacation more affordable than ever. Escape into a place where magic has the power to transport you into stunning worlds and your favorite stories for less. Buy from Undercover Tourist, an authorized seller, and link to official Walt Disney World apps so you can add on Genie Plus and Lightning Lane upgrades easy. Book your adult theme park tickets at child prices with Undercover Tourist now and save. UndercoverTourist.com.
You ever get that feeling like the concrete jungle's closing in? You crave wide open spaces, the chance to chase your own dinner, or just breathe clean air. Well, listen up. There's a whole world out there waiting, and finding your piece of it just got easier. Head over to land.com. They've got ranches, forests, mountains, you name it. Search by acreage, price, location. They've got it all. No matter what kind of wild dream you're chasing, land.com can help you find the ground to make it a reality. So quit dreaming. Head over to land.com, find your open space, and get out there.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.